All right, so last night, Pat, the home run derby at Coors Field, and we had like 200 home runs hit or something over the course of 2 hours. It was amazing. Did I see right, and you're going to have to let us know your memories of this, that when the home run derby was held at Wrigley Field in 1990, that there was only a handful of home runs hit in the entire derby? Is that accurate?
Was the wind blowing in or something? I mean, we didn't have that many here at Target Field. Remember, it was cold that night, and, you know, the cement was still wet, so the ball wasn't exactly flying in 2014.
Okay, I found this real quick. CBSSports.com did a write-up 7 years ago. The headline is, "Remembering the amazingly awful 1990 Home Run Derby. Here are the results. Ryan Sandberg won it with 3 home runs. Matt Williams hit 1 home run, the Giants' Matt Williams. Mark McGwire hit 1 home run. And then Bobby Bonilla, Daryl Strawberry, Ken Griffey Jr., Jose Canseco, and Cecil Fielder hit no home runs.
Was there a hurricane blowing in? That could happen. But look at the list of hitters they had, too. They had all the big boys, you know? They had the guys, right? Except for Sammy Sosa, or he wasn't in.
Oh yeah, he wasn't in 1990. He would have been a conversation over drinks with the Rangers.
Yeah. He hadn't gotten in the Roys yet and started hitting home runs, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is incredible, but they still is as much fun as it was last night. I mean, Pete Alonso does have the greatest BP home run swing in the history of man. Plus, unlike Otani's pitcher, he wasn't trying to work him low and get him to hit grounders. That, you know, Otani's got to get himself a new pitcher who throws it in the cookie jar instead of down around the knees. He had a better sinker than Blackburn, for God's sake. What an idiot. But the pitcher that Alonso got, that guy's fantastic. He throws it right in the same cookie in the same place every time. But here's their problem. We can't see it. When they let them swing, you know, when you get in 2 swings off in 5 seconds, we don't get to see where the ball went. I thought that was terrible. And what happened to the lasers? They don't show us I thought they filmed it cheap, or they got to have a more panoramic view of it. It's fun to watch the swing, but you got to get behind the hitter so we can see where the hell the ball went, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
I mean, when they played the speed-up game, I think you used to have to wait for it to land, right?
Now they go as quick as possible.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, they had to shorten up. One thing they did was they shortened up the time of that you were hitting, because these guys were exhausted, except now they're exhausted because they're trying to swing 100 times in 3 minutes. So, but it is incredible the way the ball flies now. Just in that place, but the launch angle generation does exist, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about it. These guys got these manufactured swings that are unbelievable to hit the long ball.
So, Pat, did you see who Alonzo's pitcher was?
Some old guy, right?
Bill Joust's kid.
So, Bill Joust, the sports writer?
The sports writer, yeah. That's his kid who was pitcher.
Really?
Yes.
God. He's. I wonder how those two guys ever get hooked up.
I have no idea, but yeah, that was his kid, which is hilarious. And he was good. Pitching is the most underrated part of that entire thing.
Oh, yes.
You're right.
I mean, remember Phil, they used to bring their brother and stuff like that. Remember, they'd have their some relative, their dad, they'd have somebody. Now you put $1 million in the pot. That Pete Alonso is more concerned with winning the home run derby than if the Mets were to win the World Series, right? He wants to become the legend of the home run derby. The hell with the rest of it, right?
Yep.
But I thought it was good. I enjoyed it more than I have for a long time. And I think even though I wanted to have a better view of where some of those balls landed, and why they didn't show me some of the lasers later after it was, you know, after each guy was over, they could have showed us where it was, could have showed us where they hit the home runs. They can do it in golf. They can do it in baseball. I think ESPN went cheap. I think they could have made a better production out of the thing, but it was kind of fun.
When did we kick Chris Berman off of the – he wasn't – Jason Benetti, who's great, did the Derby last night. When did we say goodbye to Chris Berman? Was this the first year without
The way they're swinging now, he wouldn't be finished with back, and there'd be another one gone, right?
They should just have him off in the corner with a microphone and just pot him up.
No, they shouldn't. That's a terrible idea.
Well, it's come – I will say it's come a long way since we had the team – the team competition, the first one ever was at the Dome, right? 85.
Yes. Yep.
And that was brutal. And Bruno hit, one. The American League hit about 11 home runs to beat the National League, and Bruno hit one. Hey, is Gallo on the All-Star team, or did they bring him in?
I think he's on the All-Star team, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, didn't they start a few years ago where you can get invited even if you're not in the All-Star game?
Yes, you can. He was disappointing though. His pitcher stunk too.
I missed that one. I missed that one when he got beat by Story.
But it was too bad though, looking at all the players having fun, hanging out with their families. And it's just too bad that all four of the Astros players now have pregnant wives or COVID positive. They couldn't show up to hang out with all their friends around Major League Baseball, Pat.
Oh, is that what they said? That's none of them were there. Oh, that one.
No, all four Astros players have pregnant wives or have been put in COVID protocol now.
They all pulled out.
Oh, sorry, can't make it.
Altuve and Correa both bailed. Do they have no representative there?
They don't.
You're kidding.
They don't.
Wow.
Presley bailed too.
Who else?
What's that?
Who bailed? Oh, Ryan Presley bailed?
Yeah, they all bailed. Every Astro bailed.
I didn't know Presley bailed. I knew Correa and Altuve did. They didn't want to get booed, huh?
Well, yeah, you got to think. Oh, and Brantley bailed too. So four guys all said, "Nah, we're good. We're not going to go."
God, Brantley's one of the best players there is. It's I didn't notice that. I guess I didn't pay enough attention because they didn't mention that too often last night. So, hey, I'm glad to see our guy Stephen A. stepped in it, huh?
I mean, like, I get that your job is to go on, and I am an unabashed. I actually love Stephen A. Smith. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, but then every once in a while he takes it a step too far. Like, how do you not, as you're saying those words, realize, yeah, this is probably not going to land well on the American population?
But he's it'll be a learning. You're never too old to stop learning. And, as a black man, he knows how hurtful this can be and all that crap. I wonder who wrote the statement for him. Stephen A., we know you believe this, okay? There's nothing you can say. You know, that this thought got into your head, that means you believe it. So no matter what you say, you believe this.
Hey, real quick here, I would love your British Open preview here, but Bryson DeChambeau in his media session said he would love to be paired with Brooks Koepka at the Ryder Cup. He said it'd be kind of funny and create an interesting vibe if they were to be paired against each other playing against the Europeans. Can we make that happen?
Oh yeah, I think I can't remember who's the captain. Fury? No, Fury.
Steve Stricker.
Steve Stricker. He got a sense of humor.
Just watching him play golf for 20 years, I don't think I've ever seen him smile. So probably not.
Yeah, I got a hunch that they might not even play in the same day. You know, when they're doing the matchups there, they might. But they're two guys that are only going to sit out one of the four pairs. So, yeah, I guess you're going to have them out there. It would be interesting if they're all gathered around the green on Sunday and Koepka or DeChambeau's got to make an 8-foot putt and what the other guy does if that guy becomes the hero, right?
Yeah, I think the Ryder Cup is a great place for guys to mend broken relationships and to forge new friendships.
Where are we at? Where are we at this year over there? No, we're at
Royal St. George's, right? Oh, you're talking about for the Ryder Cup.
We're in America.
Whistling Straits, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Whistling Straits is the best spot for Pluto. Because he hits it a little. He'll hit it in the woods once in a while, in the little wild once in a while. Although maybe they had Davis Love manicure the course like he did Hazeltine and turn it into Fountain Valley. No rough.
I will say, I after watching Bryson for like 4 hours on the TNT, the Phil Mickelson match thing last week, he's definitely Bluto, and he's definitely a weirdo. But at one point, he was walking he was down in some valley 30 yards off the fairway looking for his golf ball. And this is bear country. And one of the TNT commentators said in his ear, he said, "Bryson, do you got any bear spray with you?" And he goes, "No, I just need to outrun that camera guy."
That's pretty funny.
So he's got a little bit of a personality.
Oh, that's good. That would be great. But he might as well have fun with it because. I don't think Kepka's serious about it, don't you?
Yes.
I think Kepka really can't stand him. So so you might as well have fun. You know, it's like Denny, right? When Denny was coaching the Vikings and we were all supposed to be feuding with him, I liked agitating him. I didn't like just hitting him with the hammer, you know, like some other guys did. I thought you should just poke the bear a little bit. Don't make it a frontal assault. So I'm with Bryson on this. Just have a little fun with it. So
yeah, who's winning this week?
Oh God, I don't know. John Rahm again, the best player in the world.
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
He's the best there is. Yeah, even though
he's a sleeper for you.
On him, like, even the but. 5 years from now, he's going to look like me. He's got that fat body. He's got the big fat ass on him. And
a club foot, too.
But he can play, man. He can play.
I'll give you one dark horse here, a guy who's been playing pretty well in some tournaments, Ian Poulter.
My guy.
Ian Poulter is my dark
horse. He can roll it. And, it's been good for the old guys. You know, the British Open has been the one place where the old guys can, Darren Clark out of nowhere wins it. And, the guys have been beating around, kicking around. Watson had it won at age 59. He hadn't had a bad shot at 18. You're right. The guys who've been around have got a chance there more so than other places.
Yep.
So that might be a good pick.
All right, Pat, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, gentlemen.
Rapping with Royce, the legendary Patrick Royce. You can also find Royce Unchained every Monday with Judd, and he has his own podcast feed, the Royce Unchained podcast. Check it out. See you guys.